Today on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Kishem Sheino B'Mekach HaMemker, just like this, Eino B'Mekach HaMemker, Kach Eino B'Dvorim. Layoim Aloi B'Kamo Chepet Zeh, U'Eini Reitze Likach, Imoya bar tshuve layoyma lo yizakhir maisecha harishayinim. Imhu ben geirim, his father was a geir, layoyma lo yizakhir maisecha harishayinim. Shenema vegeir lo yizayne velo yisil chotzenu. Zvater Chaim says that even though this is a posik by geir, he just wants to prove that there's an Israel no bedibo, Velaisa Chatano means bemomen, so Laisaina Kolchach means bedibo. So that's a raya that there's such a concept of a no bedibo also. It seems there's a machlokes, what is the exact translation of a no? Shem Shaino Bemekach Memka, Kach a no bedvorim. The Meiri says, also lohainois, ligroim loy hefsid. So it seems, eino is a lotion of hefsid. Loyoima bekamo chayfetze. He asks him, how much does this cost? Hu eine reitze likach. He doesn't want to buy it. Now, so what happened? Sherei mitoich shu boi shleimer shein reitzer likach. He asked him, how much is the cost? He says, $5. What's for you know? He doesn't, you know what she said first, he didn't want to buy it to begin with. Mashpil mekhoi, leimer shein shove kolkach. $5, it's only worth $2. Achbacherim shemim, and there's other people there in the store, and he gives like a geshrei, that it's only worth $2. V'nimtza goyrim loy pseide. So, just like a nois momen is a pseide, it means he's overcharging him, so a nois dvorim is also goyrim loy pseide. That's if there's people in the store. V'afilu loy hoya odom sham, even if no one is there, v'komotem hu matrichoy umetzaroy. He's matriach, the moicher, he's metzayer the moicher, shechoshav limker, he thought he has a customer, v'loy mocha, so that's also called a hefsid. So these are called hefsidim. Tzar is also called a hefsid, you're metzayer someone. V'achakach nizgalgulay noz dvorim, sh'loy yivayishuhu. So it seems from the Meiri that I know is a loshen pseide. There's a pseide through mekach hamemka by overcharging, and one can be mafsid either b'mamein or b'kavoid. It can be mafsid someone else. The Daitzim Aforshei Talmud it brings ba'ago from the Sefer Kol Oremaz. I know gzeila b'oines. You're stealing from someone. You're taking away from someone. Bein bo'ines hadas, behainu rimiye, that's a nos mome. So that's how you're stealing from him. Ubechlolo gneva sakovit, you're taking away his covet. Bechamisas harotza. The Aterish Mur brings down from the Kolben Arein the Loshen Eino Humi Loshen Remir. Eino means to be merame someone. And it would seem the Tzeda HaDerech, the Tzeda LaDerech, the Yudalot Mephoshim on Rashi, also learns like this. He asks, Zecher Maisecha Orishoinem Halayene Divrei Chirufim Vahayech Kori Leino. Why is this called Eino? He learned, Zecher Eino means Remir. Yeshleima, Hu Oimer Loise Bederech Azore שלויטושו ולעשויסם, ומה רפונים כאילו היה מזירוי דרך תכך הסמוסר, זאת אומרת, he's also מרמם. He's telling him things that outwardly he's telling him with Aces, remember, Yomaisecha HaRishonim is the Mele, you have to make sure you shouldn't be Nitshel in them again. So outwardly he wants to guide him that he shouldn't have any Yeridus. V'chol kabanose lechalfoy ulegatfoy behem. So could be, so this is another Mahalach, it is a Ramir. It means he's saying things that outwardly seem innocent, but really he wants to be mitzayim. So it's a lotion of Ramir. Tana Rabban, leisaynu ishes amisoy, bainos dvorim akosov medab. Ata ima bainos dvorim, ayena ela bainos momen, שאימא בחיסים קרו ממקל המסכו, אי קונה ביד המסכו, הרי אינו סמו מן אומו. אמר אני מקיים לא יסוינו איש את המסו, סובייד יתרגן ענו לב, אינו סדבורים, coming for אינו סדבורים. לא שעשי דטאפ טויסוס, אמר אני מקיים לא יסוינו באינו סדבורים, דחלק דריקה למדריש תרשינם, Lemakminim Belavi Yesairik. So I say it's talking about another type of Eino. Okay, Tzad. Imhoyo Balchuve Al Yoimaloi Zacher Maisecha Horishoinim. Imhoyo Ben Geirim Al Yoimaloi Zacher Maisecha Horishoinim. Imhoyo Ger Ubo Lilmoid Toirev. Al yom aloi pesha ochal nevelis etreifes shkotsim uremosim bo lilmei teure shenemro mipi hagbure. It would seem we're talking about a girl and Pesha Ochal Nevelus Atreifish Kotzem Ramosim. It was Mutter. There was no Issa whatsoever. Bo Lilmei Teure Shenemro Mipi Hagvule. The Ritas Haloshen, it would seem that Teure is Nemro Bipeh. And it seems this is a pagam to the peh. We're not talking about Yisurim. But a peh sha'ochal nevelus atreifish kotzim eremosim, in that peh, we cannot say divrei teire shenemro mipi hagvura. It was said from mipi hagvura. The Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be meinik from a mitzris, pesha osed ledaber imashchine, which is also it's a pagam in the peh. That's the rehitis advorim. Baharim no Hashem alakeinu zivrei serosho befinu. It would seem that you need a peh that is masim to divrei Torah. The Pnei Yeshua says that the chesaron is Pnei Yeshua's ma'irer in agoy is mutter v'shkotzim eremosim. So the Pnei Yeshua says it's metamtim. It's metamtim as a leg. So then it's not dafke, that's a ma'irer dike chiddush, that it's also metamtim. That means it's nothing to do with Yisurim. This is as I once heard, there were philosophers that had kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam wrote to the Goyish philosophers, and the Rambam wrote to them, I won't explain it to you because you won't understand it side by side. Since you eat nevelus atreifish, you won't be able to comprehend it. It's a metzias of timtum halev that is not totally in the Issa. It's totally in the, that's the metzias advorim. This brings about Timtum. Tzadikir is not the pets, the ochal, it's l'cher the timtum alev comes through the achila. Im hayu yisurim boim olof, im hayu, oy im hayu chaloyim boim olof, oy shahoyo mekabar es bonof, chmonen etzlo. Al yayma loy keder sha'omru loy chaveirov le'yit. So, the Chavayim told Irib as follows, Haloi Yiroscha Kislosecha. So, see, Taisha says, Kislosecha is a Loshen Bitochen. So, that means they told them, really, you should have had Bitochen because of your Yiroshamayim. Tikvoscha Vesayim Drochecha. Because of your time drachim, you should have had tikveh. So why did this happen? That was what the zecharna mihu naki avad. If a person would be a naki, he wouldn't be an avad. So in other words, they told them, listen, if you were a yirei shemayim, if you were a time derech, this wouldn't have happened. If it did happen, that's called a noas dvorim. That's a beautiful case of a noas dvorim. Not you telling Musa, don't. Others say the chaveri yiv could be, if he was a goy, it's very good. The leseinu ishes hamisai is by a yid, not by a goy. If he was a goy, so they went Musa, but al kaponim a yid, don't try and figure out the Darkei Hashem. Don't tell them why these Yisurim are occurring. Yeah. We see Rabbi Yochanan used to be Menachem Oval with the bone of his 10th child, which was killed. And he didn't say that... The Nechama is something else. We don't understand Darkei Hashem. Come Adovad Achmanu L'Tavovad, but to pinpoint that this happened because of your Cheshoynes, that's a Noz Dvor. Im Hoyu Chamorim Mevakshim Tvua Mimeno. It means these people delivered Tvua and they wanted that he should sell them Tvua. Go to him. He knows Yana doesn't sell to just telling them on a wild goose. Says you're being mitzayah them. Rabbi Yossi, Oymer, Aflo Yitla Inov Al Hamekach, Bishor Shein Leidomim, Shreyadova, Mosel Leleiv. Means that you can sound very innocent. You really wanted to know how much it costs, and you really were under the impression that Yenna sells through it. To someone else you can tell this, but V'yareisa Melekecha, the Rabbi Nishalam knows what your true intent was. Zot Rashi, Shredovo Hamoso Leleich, Lefichoch Nemaboy. That's why it says by the Posek of Eino, V'yoreisa Melekecho. He's giving a reason now why it's also, now why it says V'yoreisa Melekecho. Aisha rei li tein tam, na vayitzosa, loma nema vayira noket lei. Kochi kama. Shrei kol hadvorim halolu ein teiboson veroson mesura lahake ela lalibi shal oise. These diburim, if they were meant to shtech, to be metzayel, this is mosul. Only the lave of the person knows this. Who yedeim la'akel im la'klakais ויוכל הוא לא אמר, היקוצה לא יסיסי כמלטייבו, אייסי סובה שיש לך צבוע למכר, או אייסי חופץ לקנס מקפסה. That to someone else, he can say, בכל דבר מוסל הלב של אדם, נאמה בוי הבי יורי מן הידי המחשובס עם לטייבו, עם לא עינו. So from here, you can't want to say, it seems I know it's the hepach of Toive, it's a Loshen Hefzit, like the Meiri. Let us see Toisvis. Im hu ben geirin, heinu zu ach zu. Before he said if he was a Baal Tshuva, he shouldn't say, Zecher Maisecha Rishonim. So that's a great ignus, that Maisecha, then afilu. We're not talking about Maisecha. Maisei v'secha ein lo lahaske. Aloi yiroscha kislo secha. Perish loshen bitochim. You could have relied on your yireh. To be an embassy, Reish Yomayim, you could rely on that. Perish loshen bitochim. K'may samti zohov kisli. Kisli is a loshen bitochim. K'may asheyokot kisloi. Kloima. You should have been a Yirei Shemayim. Then you'd be batuach. Such things would never happen. You'd be a tam derech. Is there such a person that's a noki in Vavad? That's what they told him. So Taisi Bekitzo is saying that Kislo Secho is not a lotion of psilis, of narishkeit, it's a lotion of bitochim. Besoiv perik hanachnokim, yesh leforish kemoi kein lotion bitochim, veloi lotion sichlis. The omaloi laavrom, haloi yir osecho kislo secho. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down that when Avraham went up to the Akedah, so the Satan met up with him. And he told him, "Alo yiroscha kislo secha." So there you could learn pshat, that he came to tell him, "Your Yerushimayim is a shtus. I mean, you're going to kill your son, that's Yerushimayim, it's narish. Well, how far can you go?" But Taisa says, "No, we can," but the Gemara brings down this pasuk, that the Sultan told them this posik bayir, klima, ma shata yorei mekodish bohu, that you are yorei mekodish bohu, hoye lecho liyeis bitchaynecho, that you are yirei shemai, you should have relied on this. Reyato mamsit bedobo, shata shoychet bincho. So, what is the taina? I think Pshat in the Taina is, in Medrash Tanchum it says that the Satan told Avraham Avinu, it can't be that the Rabbeinu Shalom told you to Shecht Yitzchak. The Satan told you to Shecht Yitzchak. That's what the Satan told Avraham Avinu. So that's what it says in Medrash Tanchum and Avraham Avinu went and said, no, so don't tell me who told me. But the kids, we see there was such a taina from the Sultan. You wanted it, you made a mistake. It was the wrong, you had the wrong, it's the wrong number. It was the wrong connection. It's not from the Rabbi Shalom. The Sultan told you. So that it could be that that's Pshan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that he told him, "Halo yirascha kisla secha." That means, since you were yorei from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this should have been a betochen for you that this shouldn't happen. It's not from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And it's very interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin answered, he told them, "Mi noki ovat." That's what Avram told the son. You think I'm such a noki? If the Rebbeinu, that means if I'm the Sultan kind of, listen, you're such a big Yerei Shemayim, how could it be that the Rebbeinu told you to do such a thing? Sakoch, it's not from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Avraham Avinu told him, "Me noki yovat." If the Rebbeinu Shalom punishes someone, it's not a noki. The stomach, I'm not such a big Yerei Shemayim. So that's how it worked. The Sultan was telling him, "You're such a big Yerei Shemayim." Sakoch, the Rebbeinu Shalom would never tell you such a thing. And Avraham Avinu said, "I'm not such a big Yerei Shemayim." He goofed some of my work. So it's no kasha. Zok te gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Godol Einoas Tvorim Me Einoas Momen. That the Aveira of Einoas Tvorim is more chomer than Einoas Momen. Sheze nema boy v'yoreisa melekecho. Einoas Tvorim says v'yoreisa melekecho. V'zeh loy nema boy v'yoreisa melekecho. So the Marsho says that by Einoas Momen, he's going to find out about it. I mean, this Ashir, Shayare, he overcharged him, but he's going to find out about it. So Pshat is, so, Hishve Kvayd Eved L'Kvayd Koinei. I don't care if you'll find out about it. I don't care. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows about it. Kaponu was Hishve Kvayd Eved L'Kvayd Koinei. Masha'en Koinei knows Dvorim, he's scared to tell him he wants to be Mitzayarim. So he says, I meant something else. But what's with the Rebbeinu Shalom? The Rebbeinu Shalom is that's nothing but to worry about. So that's why here, so there's a bigot, so it's like a gunner. V'yoreisa me'olekecho. You do something that shows you're afraid of people, and that's why you cover up. From the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're not scared. The Dachsmer, they bring down from the Beis Halevi, by Maisa Molek, it says, "Va'ata oyeh v'yageya v'lo yorei elikim." So the Beis Halevi said pshat, that by Muhammad HaMolek, that when Muhammad HaYoveh HaMolek was done very strategically, that means "Ata oyeh v'yageyah," they chose an opportune time to be loichem with the Eden. That means they took everything in cheshbon. If it wouldn't be oyev egeya, they waited. And Rashi says there were machashvin, so they knew ashore that the kishim, everything they took into cheshbon, that they should be successful. One thing they didn't take into cheshbon. What's the Rebbeinu Shalom? That's not a cheshbon. That was the taina on the Molek. Everything you were afraid of, and you took precautions. So that's the same thing over here also. Rabbi Loza Aimer, another reason why Einoas Dvorim is more chomer than Einoas Momen. That means here there's a hefsek begufoy tzar. You mitzayer him, you mevayish him. Vizebe mamayne. This is only a loss of money, but it's not a hefsek begufoy. So there's a bigger hefsek over here. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni yoma ze niten lehishoven veze lo niten lehishoven. By a not moment can always pay back. It's not Mashenken a not dvorim, it's Yitzari and Ahin and Aher, but I'll kaponim the tzar and the scars that were made from the bush and the tzar, that's not niten lehishoven. Zot the Gemara weiter. Toni Tana kamei der Rav Nachman bei Yitzrok. כל המלבים פני חברו ברבים, כאילו שויפך דומן. That a person is malbne chavei berabim, that he gets pale, because he's like equivalent to a shayfach domen. Omar lei shapir ka'amrut. He's saying very good. Lechazino lei, the ozil sumche, first his face gets red, ve'osi chimche, and then he pales, and then he gets white. Let us see Taisviz. Taisviz says, Zebe gufoi vizebe mamoinai. Odom rinne per ka goizel basre, ha goizel lechaveroi shove pute, ki ilu gozal nishmosai. So the Gemara says that when you steal money, it's also kilu gozal nishmosai. Here the Gemara says that this is begufoi, this is bamamoinai. The Gemara says gezel is also begufoi. So Taisvah says, that's in certain cases. Haina mishum the pa'omim rov kovei. Sometimes he's very hungry. Ve'in loy ba'meliknois. So stealing this prute is mamish is kilo gozol nishmosa. Avo yesh harbe b'nei odom she'inam chaseirem kol kach. So this is not somebody, you can't say, so normally, the moment to say, it could come about that, it could be, kilu goizol nishmosai, if this prute is the last oifen how he can sustain himself, he shouldn't die from hunger. So it could be a goizol nishmosai, it's not all the time. So that's why, so many times it's only a hefsed moment, and here it's a, the ozil sumke v'osi chivre. First it gets red. Umashe madim betchile lafi shahadomim misasfim libroyach. That means that it's very interesting. The lashon of Tosfos. This phenomena, first a person gets red and then he gets pale. So Tosfos says, the blood comes together to misasef livroyach. That means, he doesn't want to remain in this matzav. The loitze livroyach. That means, he can't stand this matzav. It's unbearable. That's why that means ki adam hu anefesh, the circulation of the dam that brings chiyus to the person. When a person gets embarrassed, he doesn't want to continue living. He wants to run away from this. He can't face it. So that's the dimyan to shvichas domim. That means the draining of the blood is a simen that mitzidoi, the chiyus wants to live him, wants to leave him. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, hine abonos ponim avak horetziche, ki ponov yichavru v'nos marei ha'oidem v'doime el horetziche. That means there is taka. The gather of Shvichas Damim means that the Dam, Adamu HaNefesh, the Chiyas HaAdam, remains in the goof in order to bring Chiyas to the goof. Through the Tziche, he loses this Dam. And this is also an oifen, the Dam wants to be Boireach, it's a loss of Dam, a drainage of Dam. So that's also that, so that the chiyus is leaving him. Omalei Abaye l'rabdimi b'marove b'may zehiri in Eretz Yisrael, what are they nizerin? What are they most nizerin? Omalei Tach, Achvari, Api. The Nifer in Eretz Yisrael, not to embarrass someone that he should get pale. That's what the Nifer in Eretz Yisrael. The Ian Yaakov says, what is Pshat in Eretz Yisrael? They were Nifer, Achvari, Api. Because it says, by Shvichas Domin, Blaise, Tamei, Esa Oret. Shvichas Domin, Sabrisa, Shemetamei, Esa Oret, Mesalek, Esa Shchina. So, verkehrt, so anything that a Me'ein Shvichas Domin, that brings about Tumas Eretz Yisrael, it's Mesalek, the Shchina from Eretz Yisrael. So, in Eretz Yisrael, the Shvichas Domin has a much there's a much greater harm that comes to Eretz Yisrael through Shvichas Domin. They see Tamis Oretz and the Shechina leaves Eretz Yisrael. So therefore they're very nizer. So Omar Rabbi Chanine Hakel Yerdim L'Gehenem Chutz Mishloisha. Very interesting thing. Everyone goes into Gehenem besides three. So the Mo says that Zichet Shvet understand. Hakel Salkedaita Ella, Eima, Kola, Yerdim, Legehenem, Oilem, Chutz, Mishloisha, She, Yerdim, Ve, Ein, Oilem, Ve, Eilu, Hein, Abole, She, Sish, Abalvan, Pnei, Haveri, Barabim, Ve, Mechane, Shem, Ra, Lech, Haveri. So the Gemara says, Mechane, Heino, Malbim, Jesus, you give him a nickname, which is embarrassing. So the Gemara says, Avogad the Dosh Pei Bishmei, even though already he's used to this name, already everyone calls him by this name. So, Avogad Pikein, it's also Nichlal Malbim Pnei Chaveri. Now, let us see Rashi. Hakel Salkadaitach Vichy Hakel Yerdim Legehenim Hoch Gesin Nikola Yerdim Legehenim Oilem. And these three are not oila. The Morris says, so what's the Chiddush Mechana that's Malbin? The Doshpe, Kvar Hugo Bekach, Shemechana Moisei came. Everyone calls him that. The Ein Pond of Mislav Mois. And he doesn't get embarrassed anymore, because already it's Doshpe. But now when he's calling him by this name, he wants to be machlemin. He got already immune to the embarrassment. He doesn't get embarrassed, but zeh lachlimoy miskaven. And the marshoy is ksakashe, but he doesn't become muchlam. I mean, zeh lachlimoy miskaven, but he doesn't become muchlam. Perhaps you could say Pshat and Rashi. I'd like to give a Hakadomim. The Gemara says that by Ritziche, Maloche is Yehori Gval Yava. That means if someone is approached, he said, either you kill Yenner, or you'll get killed. So the din is, he should let himself get killed, and he shouldn't kill someone else. So, Rashi explains, what is the lumdus of this? So Rashi explains beautifully. Rashi says, what's the havamine? You should be allowed to kill Yenner. Pekuch nefoshes. I mean, pekuch nefoshes is eiche kalatere kulas. He's going to kill me if I don't kill him. So Rashi says, the whole heter of Pikuach Nefoshes is that it's kedai to be deicha kol atayre kulo mishum nefesh Yisrael. Good. It's kedai, it's mechal shabbat. Because that a nefesh Yisrael should be nitzol, it's kedai. But over here, if you're going to kill Yana, so there's a nefesh avudah. I mean, here we don't have the accomplishment of Pikuach Nefoshes. Because someone will get killed through this Aveira. So then, what's the Samaychos is,
die Dama, die doch zu McFame, die Dama, das ist, dass your blood is redder than his blood. I mean, here since someone will get killed, there is no head to go off my flesh. That's what Rashi said. Yerushalmi says that what is the din if you have a house full of people and goyim come to the house and say, give out this person or else we'll kill all of you. So the halach is they're not allowed to give him out, they'll all get killed. So the case of Mishnah asks the kasha, here the cheshbin doesn't stim. That means that the cheshbin of pikuach nefesh is not doiche, there's no head to pikuach nefesh by retziche, because what will we accomplish with you with you killing him? Some of my, so what's the difference? He'll get killed, you'll get killed, there's no head. But over here, there's a different cheshbin. Here is the cheshbin that either he'll get killed, or you all get killed, including him. So we're accomplishing something. By giving him out, we're accomplishing, there's 100 people in this house, so if you give him out, so 99 people will be alive. And if you won't give him out, so all 100 will get killed. So we're accomplishing something. That's the case of Mishnah's Akasha. Case of Mishnah is Akasha. See, you don't have the svara of my choses the dama di dochsa mikzvei. Look how it should be mutter. That's the case of Mishnah's Akasha. So there's a teretz of the Chem de Shleime. Chem de Shleime says, Rabbi Hoopman also says this teretz. It says, the Gemara learns out, it says, by Nara Morosa, if a person is Ma'anis, Nara Morosa, Ki kasha yokum ish al reyeyu, Uretzochei nefesh, Kein adobor hazeh. So the Poshe Pshat is that just like when one gets killed, it's not his fault. So if a person was Ma'anis, Nara Morosa, it's not her fault. So you don't kill her. Fine, that's it. But the Gemara says that we learn out from this posik that by Gilui Aroyis there's no heta of Pikuach Nefoshet, because we are makish Ritziche to Gilui Aroyis. Just like by Ritziche, if someone will tell Reuven to kill Shimon, or else you'll get killed, there's no heta for Reuven to kill Shimon. The same thing, if someone will tell Reuven to be boa la nation, she shall get killed. There's no heter of pikuach nefoshes, and that's why these are from the shalosh averes, which yehorig val yar. That's the Gemara. So we have to understand, by Ritziche, we had a cheshbin. It was a cheshbin then. But the Reuven should not kill Shimon because we're not gaining anything. Someone will get killed, so there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. Gosai v'sai nefesh avude. But over here, by Gilui Aroyis, if it'll be boil her, he won't get killed. And if he won't be boil, he will get killed. Here we should have the heter of pikuach nefoshes. But we are makish Gilui Aroyis. Tishvichas dam. So what is the lamdus? So kochoch, the lamdus of the hekish is that the choyma avere of Gilui Arois is no heter pikuach nefosh. That is the Gilui Akro. The limud is, I learn now from Ritziche. By Ritziche, there's a different limud. By Ritziche, there's a different cheshbon, that there's no, we're not gaining anything. Nefesh avudo. But after I learn, but if I learn out Gilui Aroyis from Shvichas Domim, that the din is that he should let himself get killed, so Kanshay Laben, but why isn't there a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes? Al Kochach, the Torah is Megale, that the Chayma Avere of Gilui Aroyis is no heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. That is Pshat and the Limur. So, Tachem de Shloime, so now you have a hekish. I have kashakosh yokem ish areyei rutzochei nefesh kein adobar. I have the Torah said that Gilui Aloyes has the same din of Shvichas Domim. Just like Shvichas Domim, there's no heter because Nefosh. There's no heter because Nefosh is by Gilui Aloyes. By Gilui Aloyes, the Lomdus is Al Tachemer Aveira. So now I'm makish the Tziche to Gilui Aloyes. Just like by Gilui Aloyes, the Chaymer Aveira of Gilui Aloyes, there's no heter of Pikuach Nefosh. So now I learn out the Chaymer Aveira of Ratzicha, there's no heter of Pikuach Nefosh. Now I have a new limud. So there's two reasons by Shvichas Domim that there's no heter of Pikuach Nefosh. One reason I'm not gaining anything. Then there's another reason, the Chaymer Aveira of Shvichas Domim, there's no heter of Pikuach Nefosh. So Memeila, Zuchtachem de Shloimis, Rata Teret, and the case of Mishnah's Kasha. The case of Mishnah asked the Kasha if an ultimatum was given, there's 100 people in the room. We told these people, either give out him, or we'll kill all of you. So the case of Mishnah asked, here we're gaining. Here, Hillside State gets killed. And we're gaining that 99 people won't get killed. That's true, but now there's another reason why we can't give him out. Because the Chaymer Aveira of Shvichas Domim, there's no Heter Pikuach Nefosh. So maybe we're not allowed to give him out. You are Shefer Domim. And Shvichas Domim, there's no Heter Pikuach Nefosh. That's what the Chaymer Aveira says. In Chedushi Rab Reuven says that Malbim Vnei Chaveiroi is like Doime to Shvichas Domim. Agamar says it's Doime to Shvichas Domim. And therefore he says there's no heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. And therefore the Gemara is going to say later, Mutav La'odam Sheyapil Atmei Lekim Shonaish Al Yalb Vnei Chaveiroi Barab. And that's in the Rabbeinu Yonis says la halacha that Malbim Pnei Chaveira is a din of the Sholosh Haveiros, that there's no heter pikuach nefoshes, it's avak retziche. And just by retziche, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes, so by avak retziche, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. That's what Rabbeinu Yonis says la halacha. It's from the Sholosh Haveiros Chamures. So Rab Reuven asked, but if the whole cheshbon of Ritzicha is because Nefesh Avuda, Saibis said Nefesh Avuda is no heter because Nefoshes. By Malbim Pnei Chaveira, you don't have the Nefesh Avuda. Vinish Vi, Yen is alive and I'm alive. So he says, Al Kochach, with this Cheshman of the Chem de Shloime. Now I learn out that the Chaymer Aveira of Ritzicha, there's no heter of Pikuach Nefoshes. That's what Rab Reuven says. So it could be, this is Pshat and Rashi. We're talking about a machane shem chaveiroi. So that is a retziche. It's also the sumche, the also sumke vasi chivre. It's like a retziche. So now, fine. So now you have a case that the aveira of, this is an aveira of Shvichas Domim. Also, sumke, v'osi chibre. So now if you have a person that won't get embarrassed, he's used to it already, he's immune to it already. But, bikomokim ze lahachlimoy miskaben. He wants to be machlimim. So this is an avail of the teacher without him getting dead, without also sum kevasi chibre. Nothing's going to happen to him. But he wants to be machlamim. So the chaymer aveira, so this is the chaymer aveira of retziche. That's the chaymer could be pshad and rashi. Mikomo kimzer lachlimay miskaven. She wanted to do an aveira of retziche. An aveira of retziche, this is din yodim ve'einam oilem. Now let us see Taisviz. Chutz migimel sheyordim ve'ein oilam. So we have here an argument that Kol ha-yerdim b'gehenem oylem, chutz mishloishe she-yerdim ve-ein oylem. Ein le-foresh de-ein oylem lo-oylem. So, l'chayre, that would be the best pshat, I mean, that would be in the flow of the Gemara, be very good, that these all the Shaveres is all other Aveiras, the Yordim, the Oilem, after you base Chodesh, and this is Ein Oilem, they're there, they're stuck, they remain there. So Taisa says, Ein Laforish, Ein Oilem, Loilem, the Mrinen Besomoch, the Gemara say, Adafnun Tess, Now, this is one of the three, and it says, Yerdim ve'ein oilem, and if you say ein oilem means loilem, it says, Habole shesi shesh lechelek loilem habo. Elo hochi pirusha. Kol ha-yerdim oilem miyad. All the yerdim, by all aveiras, amirdik is that, Oilem miyad. They go in, they come up right away. Vein u shall gehenem shaylet behem. And the eish of gehenem is not shaylet behem. Kedamrinem beperik oisin pasim. Kalvachayma mi mizbeach azov. The Gemara in Erevin makes a kalvachayma, the mizbeach azov. There was a layer of gold over the mizbeach azov. It was a oivy dinner, not too thick. And the eish that was on top of the Mizbech HaZov did not Mizbech HaZov. Yisroel Shemaleim Mitzvahs Kerimoim Avada Gibis. That's one Gemara. That's a Gemara in Erebin. Perek Basre de Chagige Ovid Kalvuchayme Misalamandre. Salamandre, the Gemara says, a salamandre is created from the Toldei Sa'esh, and a person who smears himself with the dam shall salamandre, Eish is not shaylet, Sabadigibis, a tamide chachomim shekule Eish, so the Eish shall gehenim is not shaylet. So, a gavucha teisis yishonim and erevin says, what's the difference in a Talmud Chochim and a poshetiyid? So teisis says, a poshetiyid is pon of mashchirim. Hey, the oir shal gehenim is not shaylet, but pon of mashchirim, by a Talmud Chochim, we don't have that either. So, so chutz mi gimel the ein oilen miyad. These three are not oilen miyad. Avu yesh mehen nidoinem lo oilom, kegoyin amal b'nei chaveir barab, doma besomachin lechelek lo oilom abo. V'yesh sha'oilem la'achi yud beis chodesh, ken abo alei shesish, the mishpat rishe yisol begehenem yud beis chodesh. Now, L'chayre, Taisvis says, Amir de Kizach. Taisvis says, very, very good for us. Very good for us, L'chayre. It's Amir de Kizach. Taisvis says, everyone is Yoyred v'oyle miyad. Oyle miyad. The Teres Chaim asks, so what's Pshat this? Oyle v'yoyred miyad. So what's the purpose of the Oyle v'yoyred miyad? The Yoyred V'Oyle Miyad. So the Teres Chaim says, we came Adu Yoyredim. Yeshleima Litvel HaNishomo Oletaro Mechaludas HaAvoynes. It's a Tvile, it brings a Libun, Shekol Chet Oysa Chaluda Bekesem HaNishome, Ve'in Yochel Loshev Limkoima Ashet Islaven Tchile Begehenem. So there are two Yerdei L'Gehenem, comes out from our Taisvus. There's one Yerdei L'Gehenem to stay there, And that person, the Eishal Genem is Shoylet Boy, and that's by these three, others stay there for 12 months, others stay there forever, but upon them, it's in there, the Eishal Genem is Shoylet Boy, but everyone else is Yere, Va'oile Miyad, Va'ein Eishal Genem Shoylet Boy. Shoylet, so it seems Shoylet Boy means that it burns him, it consumes him, that's called Shoylet Boy. By all these, it's like a Shoylet, but by everyone else, it's not Shoylet. Maybe Mashchir and Ponov by Istamazayayid, but it's Oylem Yad, and it's not Shoylet. Now, I hear Akasha, I'd like to, there's a going in Mishlei, Kapitel Yud Gimel Posek Ches, the Goyin says like this, Afilu Tzadik Gomu, Tzorech Leilech Derech Gehenem, he has to go through the Gehenem, not only a Tvila Azai, he goes through, so the Gemara Mesachim, the Gehenem is not it's a very big place, Tzorech leilech derech gehenem, ach, mitzvoysov poidim oisoi milishloit boi hagehenem. But the mitzvahs are poided the tzaddik that the gehenem won't be shayla. That's one goyin. There's another, it's a goyin in Mishloi. There's a goyin in Mesechtes Broches. The Gemara says that, a person is medagdik bekrishme, is mitzananem loy gehenem. So the goyin asks Akasha, he doesn't understand, he says, you have a person who is a roshe, but he said krishme, al levavchem, he didn't, the oisius didn't, he was medagdik by oisiusif. So he won't go through this, so we finish mitzan loy gehenem. So the goyin, no, we're not talking about a Rosh. We're talking about Kol Tzadik Tzorech Laver Derech Gehenne. Aber Zeh HaKoyre Krishma V'Dakdik Boish Yisem Metzanen Loi Gehenne Bali Chosa. So the Goyin says in two places, in Mishlei and in Broches, that a Tzadik goes through the Gehenne, and that what the Oyer is not Shoylet Mitzvoysa Poydem Oysoi, and without the Krishma, but it's pretty hot. It's with the Krishma, it's hanem loy gehenem. And here, Taisva says, oh, it's myridik. Taisva says that, kol hayordim oylem miyad, vein ushal gehenem shaylet ben. So, loy rabos, I don't know. Agavuchet the goyin seichen su atikune zoya. Why does the tzaddik have to go through the Gehenna? What is tzaddik on? Why does he go through the Gehenna? So the tikune zoya says there are people in Gehenna that did not have a chance to do tshuva and they died young. The tzaddik goes through. He schleps the rice. He's there to. So that's why, that's the reason he goes through it. But Al Kaponim, the Lashon of the Goyin is still, I don't understand how this stems with Taisvus. Bekitzer, so Taisvus has one Teretz Taisvus says that kol hayordim genem oylem miyad, it's oylem miyad, and ein eishol genem shaylet boy. These three are not oyle miyad, habol eishesish is a 12-month affair, namal b'nei chaveiro is a lifetime affair. Inami, that's the first mahalach in Taisus. Inami, a second mahalach, mal b'nami nehei de'ein leichelik loylam habo, einei nidoinim yesem yud beis chodesh. Afilu amalbim, it's in the Gehenna, it's only a 12-month affair. Elo, la'ache yud beis chodesh, lo'ichayin, they don't have chay oylem habo,
ולוי נידוינים, דנן נידוינים גהנם, ושרויים בלוי טייבה ובלוי רע. It's finished. They don't have chai olam haba. They don't have yisurim. After 12 months, they're... Al kaponim, we have to know that this is a terrible, terrible punishment not to be zeichet olam haba. That means it's not... No, after 12 months, no, you don't have olam haba. It's not... Rabbi Zlopeterberg brings a raya, the Gemara says, in Chagiga by Acher, that when Acher died, there was a baskel, that he learned Torah, he won't go to Gehenna, he did a lot of averes, he was a rosh, he won't get Olam Haba, so finished. So, in Rab Meir said, the Rebbe won't be zeichet to Olam Haba, so Rab Meir was poil, that the Rebbe should go into Gehenna. And he wasn't Gehenna for over 150 years. The Gemara says that the smoke, they saw smoke coming out from his cave. Wasn't Gehenna 150 years. So he put him into Gehenna, the Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan said after 150 years, no, Rabbi Meir put the Rebbe in, but that's a cult issue. He made there. He said, when I'm going to die, I'm going to make sure he gets out of Gehenna. And when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, he took him out. So Al Kaponim, so Rabbi Zal Peterburg says, we see a murder kezach from this. I mean, that it's worthwhile to go through Yisuri Gehenem for so long. Habita bizeiche et olam habo. That means, so we have a musik of what the schar of olam habo is. Al Kaponim, so this person, the Malbim Bnei Chavera, is, after 12 months, he's out of Gehenna, but, Leichayim, Veloy Nidoinim, Achayo El Mabayosa doesn't have. Venicha Hashte, if this is Pshat, now, Leichoshev Minim Vapikosim. That means we have here a settle of three that are Yerdim Veinim Oilim. There's more, there's minim apikosim. Sha'oizam nidainim ladeire deires. The minim apikosim, they don't have a 12-month stay. By them it's deire deires. So memele, so that's why they don't come into this category. Kedam pe kam de reish shoshodu, de gehenim kola vehein einim kola. Umi yutein. But they say still there's a problem. De choshev poishi Yisrael begufam. A person never put on tefillin. The mrinin bereisha shonim sheyerdim benidaynim bo yud beis chaydish. Achkach gufan v'nishmos and nisrefis v'nasin eifa taches kapris chaglaim shal tzadikim. Taisus says we have another one who fits into this category that was also a 12-month. He has a 12-month stay in Gehenna. This is. So why doesn't it say this? This is a memre. It's a memre of Rab Chanina, so he doesn't have to say over Baraises. Lehoye mashmienu shum chiddush v'hodachosh of Malbin. Af al gav de ton alebe meseches avis. Akav machane, no kiddush. I want to be told that the kiddush that machane has the same thing. Machane tzuch lashmin, and af al gav de dosh pei bishme. V'hod aloi choshiv ha'po ala kusis. Da'om ha'po isin pasin le'masik le'avrom avinu. Avrom avinu will not take him out. The mamshecha ula say that when he's in Gehenna, his ola becomes nimshach v'loy mafshak elei. So Avraham Avinu can't recognize that he was nimul. So Avraham Avinu doesn't take him out. He's there for 12 months. Lechoshev hani alhani de bishvil az averezu levada ein oilam. We're speaking about people because of this avere, they're not oilam. Kedesanya, hafa bishesh, biyodei teiru meisim toiv. Avol habo ala kusis, bishvil avere zu levada, ein oilam.
That means because of this Aveire, which is Midivrei Kabbalah, he's not Nenash. Him loy, sheyesh b'yodoy, Aveiris Acheiris. Sheroi b'shvilom leile de Gehenna. That means for this Aveire, he won't go to Gehenna. He has to have other Aveiris to bring him to Gehenna. Hello! Shaveiris ugeremis leiden Avraham Avinu ma'alayim yado sheisham yudbeis chaydish. So that means it doesn't fall into these three. These three, the Aveire brings them into Gehenna. By Boal HaKusis, the other Aveiris bring them into Gehenna, and this Aveire prevents them from leaving the Gehenna through Avraham Avinu. The Kulu Bishalai Asu Tshuva. The Tshuva Me'eles L'chol Davor. Vikalaman da Omar, the Balei Tshuva, Gedoylem Ma'isam Shahayu Tzadikim Ma'ilam.